Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the WC Radio Network.
WCRA, changing the world you listen to.
The guy in glasses with me in the studio tonight is Dan. How are we, Dan?
What's going on?
How was your day today, brother?
Kind of boring. I spent all day at the police station talking about learning about alcohol laws in Tennessee for my job.
Okay, that sounds
boring.
Yeah.
It was. 5 hours, literally, in the courtroom, learning about Tennessee alcohol laws.
On those wonderful benches they have in the courtroom.
Oh, yeah.
Nice and soft, plush.
Yes.
Very lavish.
Yes.
Aren't they?
Yes.
Not really.
No. And it's interesting because, I mean, you walk into the police station and, you know, I mean, it's a typical police station. You got to go through the metal detector, all that good stuff, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, we get a badge for the class, so we don't have to take everything out of our pockets every time. But you walk into the courtroom, and at first you're like, oh, crap. Because this is honestly the first time I've ever been in a courtroom. Like, I have never been in a courtroom in a month.
You've never, get a speeding ticket or...
I mean, I have,
in the courtroom.
No. I go up to the person and say, here's your money, and leave. Never been in a courtroom. So I walk in, and the first thing that comes to my mind is the scene from Ghostbusters 2. With the ghost knocking everything, you know. I don't remember the ghost name, but, you know, the ghost knocking the benches all over the place, and... And it looks exactly like that, except it had the computer screens and TVs everywhere because, you know, it's been modernized. But there's still that smell. I mean, do you know what I mean?
The courtroom smell? Oh, yeah. I get pulled over 3 times a year. I know exactly what you mean.
That smell that – because it always reminds me – because I grew up abroad. My dad was in the Army.
Right.
And – So I grew up in Europe, you know, walking into some of these old places, they have that sometimes they have that old wood smell. And that's what this place had that old wood smell. And I'm like, wow. I mean, it's kind of nostalgic and creepy all at the same time. So, I mean, other than that, the class was just boring as shit. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, I can imagine so. You know, 5 hours and sitting on a hard wooden bench, you know, listening to somebody tell you about alcohol laws. I mean.
And it was repetitive for 5 hours.
I mean, a lot of it is, you know.
It's like
it's the same stuff. Yeah, it's the same stuff, just change your end. It's like filling out forms. You know, you go into a new place, you got to fill out any kind of form, paperwork, or something like that.
Oh, trust me.
You get 5 different forms. It's all the same shit.
Yeah.
You're just writing it in a different order.
Yeah.
And what's your name, your social security number, this and that. It's all the same shit. It's like, why do I have to do on 5 different pieces of paper?
Look, you know? Look. I've been in the military in some form or another for the past 22 years. I have filled out, there are forms that you have to fill out every single year. And up until recently, we had to fill them out. Now it's just, you know, fill in on the computer. But it used to be you had to handwrite that shit in. And you'd have three different forms for the exact same thing. So, yeah, I know all about filling out forms, trust me. I've been doing it my entire adult life.
I would say that, you know, military forms, yeah, that's definitely a...
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a yeah.
Damn, did you see that?
I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at our soundboard.
Damn, you got my face on fire. Just trying not to do that tonight.
No.
That wouldn't be good.
Look, look, there's only one of us that needs to be burned right now, okay? Mine is just now starting to heal up. From a week ago?
It was like a week and a half ago now, wasn't it?
No, it was a week ago Tuesday.
Was it a week ago Tuesday?
Week
well,
ago
it's Thursday.
Tuesday.
I mean, it's
a week
and 2 days.
That's
a week and a half. I mean,
this is a week and 2 days.
Let's call it a week and a half.
No, it's a week and 2 days. Saturday will be a week and a half.
Okay.
When we're on Sunday, then it can be a week and a half. Right now, it's a week and 2 days. It's still
yeah, it's fresh.
It's fresh.
It's okay. How's it going?
It's freshly skinned.
It's fine, though, right? I
mean, yeah.
You're going to live, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, we're all going to die eventually.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're just speeding up the process.
With you know,
lack of miles and beer.
I mean, nicotine and alcohol, I mean.
It's what we thrive on. And caffeine. I'd say that's me and you both in a nutshell.
That is literally all I drink all day. Coffee, 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 beer. Ben.
Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we do have... an incredible show for you. We are going to hear from Steve Young. And Steve is a friend of mine. I met him through a past relationship. And we've been friends for quite a long time now. And I'm really excited to, you know, hear what he's up to and let everybody in on his music and his background and everything.
Anyway...
Sorry.
Nobody has social media.
We do. We're on social media. Go to the Facebook page if you haven't already. Hit that search bar button and type in Note by Note Radio Show. Hit the like button. Go ahead and share that with your friends. Also on Instagram, Guy with Glasses, Snapchat, Guy with Glasses. You can get up there. You can find that stuff on the Facebook page as well if you want to link over into that.
What if I wanted to talk to Steve Young?
If you wanted to talk to Steve Young.
I mean, I bet you that there might be somebody out there that would love to talk to, you know, the wonderful Mr. Steve Young.
I mean, I would hope so, because Steve is an amazing talent, and I'm excited to have him on. And if you did want to call in and talk to him, that number is 718-664-9735. Again, that number is 718-664-9735. And we're going to have him on for pretty much about an hour. So if you guys have any questions for him, anything that maybe you didn't hear or wanted to, you know, something, you know, you're going to be able to call in. So
awesome.
Okay. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome Steve J. Young to the show. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, man. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? How you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing pretty good, man. How you doing?
It's another day, another dollar, man. Having another cigar and another beer.
Good times.
Yeah. So... Steve, we'll dive right into this as we do with everybody else on the show. Just kind of give us a background. What inspired you into music? You know, and when did that start? You know.
You know, man, music for me like started like a really young age. I was always been drawn to music, and even in like my teenage years, it became like almost like a coping mechanism to deal with all the stressors and all, you know, everything that life had to throw at me at that time. And it's just kind of been a crutch that I picked up then and never ever really put down. never intend to put down either.
Right. Well, definitely not. I mean, if you know, music is, you know, the way to the heart and soul, I believe. So yeah, don't ever put it down.
It's therapy, and when people start to speak of it as that, it really changes the way you hear it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm always saying, you know, just, you know, there's music out there for every situation, you know, depending on what your mood is, you know.
Oh yeah, that's the beauty of it.
So what kind of, you know, music has inspired you? What has created Steve as an artist today?
Everything, man. Like literally a little bit of everything. At a young age, being born and raised in Tennessee, obviously country was everywhere. The early years, that's what I thought. That's all I knew. I didn't know that anything else existed. So once I found everything else, the classic rock and everything, Jimi Hendrix and the Doors and, you know, everything, and then even into the 90s culture, where I was a teenager with Korn and Soundgarden, Nirvana, all of that, to ultimately lead up to today, where it's a little bit more laxed with Sublime and Bumpin' Uglies, Dirty Heads, things like that is what I really enjoy, the kind of feel-good music, and also music with a purpose. That's, I've come to realize the true point of music, I think, as therapy at least, is music with a purpose.
Oh, no, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, definitely that it adds, when you're passionate about it, it definitely adds, you know, a different, you know,
for sure,
vibe, you know, within oneself, absolutely.
So I've just been through all of it. I've really dabbled a little bit in every genre of music for the most part, and have found a way to enjoy a little bit from each genre.
Now, I'm going to call you out on this, and that's only because I know you personally, and I didn't hear the name on there, but I know there was another influence growing up. A hip hop background himself, and everything like that.
I was a teenager through the 90s, so obviously Eminem really really reached out to me and was a very big influence. I've always viewed him as a poet, so that's, I think that's always what drew me to him, and still does. I mean, he's great with words, and that's always been impressive to me.
Absolutely, yeah, he is a master in his own rights with the art of grammar. For
there,
sure,
there
definitely.
Are literally thousands of different, you know, bands that have inspired me, or either that or written songs that have helped me through hard times. Yeah, I mean, literally so many that I wouldn't even be able to count how many I've really taken music and applied it the best I could as therapy. And because of that, music literally saved my life, like it really has. I honestly believe I wouldn't be here without music.
I absolutely 100% agree with you, man. Coming from a troubled history and troubled past myself, I can absolutely 100% relate to you on that one, man. It definitely has. So, let me ask you this, because I run into this to a lot myself. How many bands do you think that you have forgotten that maybe inspired you a little bit? I mean, I can't tell you how many times I hear a 90s song on, and it's like, wow, I haven't heard that song since it came out, probably, and, you know, had completely forgotten, you know, what it meant to me, and how it made me feel.
For sure. Yeah, there's definitely hundreds, if not thousands, of those that have just been forgotten, unfortunately. You know, even some of the greatest songs can lose the time. And but whenever you do hear them, there's always that, you know, everything it brings back, you know, that moment in the garage, in the smoky garage, or the moment, you know, in the car just driving down the back roads, whatever it is, you know, that it brings you back to what it means to you, like you said.
Oh yeah, let you relive, you know, childhood and stuff like that, and your youth and everything.
Oh yeah.
So, what genre pulls you the most? Do you think? I mean, out of your, you know, repertoire of musical background.
That's a really good question, because I've gone across so many genres, and looking at it all, I think that what it comes down to is actually the message, more so than the genre. That if it's got a positive message, and it's meant to help you, and it's meant to it's like a feel good song, you know, or a feel good vibe. That's really what it's more about. So it doesn't matter if it's a rap song, or a country song, or a reggae song, or even a rock or metal song. It's the message in the lyrics and the overall vibe of the band itself, which is just a clash of personalities who make a beautiful mixture sometimes.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's a lot of that beauty out in the world that is, you know, it's just not heard, you don't hear it because it's not mainstream. And I feel that most people as a whole probably don't even search that out. Don't even search out the unknown artists and stuff like that. And you know, if they don't hear it on the radio, it's not good music to them, and it's such a waste, because there's so much stuff that needs to be heard. And how many different bands have you been in, or you know, what's your band history like? You know, where, you know, have you done gigs, you know, per se, or, you know?
Yeah, I actually started in a garage band whenever I was probably about 15, as the bassist and lead singer of a metal band. And we didn't get much farther than the garage, but we did have a lot of fun riding. We played together for about a year or so, and I eventually ended up moving to Southern Illinois and played in a couple of cover bands there, varying from classic rock all the way to reggae cover bands as the guitar player, and ended up forming my own original group where I was the guitar player and singer, called Separating Sanity, which was a metal band, real scream, you know, kind of angry, and you know, which was, you know, 10 years ago. These days I've really mellowed out. Once I came back to Tennessee, I've been in a couple of cover bands for the most part, and just kind of been doing my own thing, writing and such. And up to today, where I am actually now in a group called Jaybirds, which is me with one of the founding members of the band, 10 years, Tater Johnson, and the keyboardist from Skytown Riots, Cody Hensley. And we all come from very different musical backgrounds as well, so the clash of music that happens with this project is really, it's amazing, and it's so much better than anything I've ever really been a part of, and way better than I could have ever expected of this project. And it's, you know, all the time that we put into it, and all the heart and thought. You know, we really do spend a lot of many hours writing and thinking of how to say this or how to say that, and it all comes out to be what I consider very, very well.
Well, I mean, I can attest to that. Just personally, I've heard some of the Jaybirds music and everything like that, and I've met the band members and everything, and it really is just a, you know, it is a beautiful clash of multi backgrounds that come together and make just such a amazing, you know, music. You know, the music itself and the lyrics that go with it, and the power that they have together is, you know, truly amazing to me. I really enjoyed listening to it and stuff like that, and being a part of it, you know, and what you've told me, you know, kind of behind the scenes about things and what you guys are working on. you know, I'm really excited for you. I really am. And, you know, I hope
Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate that. It really means a lot. And
Absolutely. I mean, I give credit where credit's due. And, you know,
there's all kinds of behind-the-scenes things that are happening that that don't, you know, they all come out in time. You know, there's really exciting things happening in October. Don't tell anybody. But, yeah, we got some really cool things happening.
We're only live on a radio show. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, keep it hush-hush.
Yeah. For all the listeners out there, y'all can just be quiet about that. We really appreciate that.
You know, there's really exciting things. We've got giveaways and just, I mean, it's really cool stuff that we're getting into, and a lot of cool things happening.
Awesome.
So where are you guys based out of? Where do you guys call home? Where do you guys practice?
We are based out of a little mountain town called Jellicoe, Tennessee.
I actually know where that's at.
You will be one of the few.
I used to actually work up in Pioneer, Tennessee.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, if you're not from there.
No. I had no idea what Jellicoe was.
Right, no, yeah. When you first started working up there.
Yeah.
Have you even been there yet? I mean,
I've driven through it.
You've driven past the, you know, there's the exit. Hey, Jellicoe.
Yeah,
into Kentucky.
Yep, that's it.
I mean, yeah, because literally you drive 200 feet past the exit and you're crossing the state line.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's right there on the line.
Yeah.
We can actually cross into Kentucky in the middle of town and go to a gas station, two different gas stations and a Save-A-Lot on the opposite side of the line. So
very small town nestled in the mountains. It's a beautiful place, though.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful up there.
I love it. I love the mountains. I love being up here so much more than I did when I was in Florida.
So, where do you guys do most of your gigs? Do you do them locally? Do you travel all over? Where do you guys do most of your playing?
Well, our gigs are in the planning process. We're still strategically planning because we're an unsigned band and it's technically an unsigned project. Everything we do is out of pocket. So, we have to make sure that everything we do is smart financially and it's a wise business decision. But as I said, there's exciting things coming. So. Once you do hear of the gig, of the show happening and where we're playing and stuff, you'll definitely want to make sure you get there and get your ticket and stuff because it's gonna be great.
I personally can't wait.
Yeah, now I'm intrigued.
You're right.
Yeah.
What?
so here, you know, over the next couple of months, when this big announcement happens.
Well, it's October. I mean, we're almost in October.
I understand that.
Okay. Well, you said next couple months.
Well.
It's only next couple weeks.
Okay, next couple weeks. In the next couple weeks, after they have officially made their announcement, they'll have to do the announcement here.
Well, have they have to do the announcement here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're willing to do that, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we get we'll get Steve and Tater and Tony on here. We'll get them all on here. And, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys are willing to do that, I'd love to do that. Maybe right after a big show or right before a big show or something like that. You know, we can promote it up for you. I think
you never know what the future holds, you know. But October is bringing some exciting things, and so will November and December and the entire year of 2019, I'm sure. So everybody that has jumped on with us at this point, I think sees it. As a project that's set to fly, and I hope that they're all as excited as I am that we get to watch it fly, you know, together as it takes off.
Well,
again, I'm intrigued.
I'm excited, and me and you have talked, you know, in several different conversations off air and stuff like that, in our own personal time and everything, and. What I see for what Jay Birds is bringing is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And I can't wait for things to really pick up for you guys. And I know you guys have some music released already, right?
Yes, we do. We have our we've released our first EP exclusively at TaterVisions.com, which is the production company that we do all of our recordings through. So if you decide you would like to hear more of it, it's the EP is only $5, and you just go to www.tatervisions.com, T-A-T-E-R Visions, and it's there for sale for $5. It's kind of a steal for what it is, because we try to, like I've said, the music, you know, we want it to help people, but at the same time, we want to give people something they've never really heard before. And way that everything clashes together with the different backgrounds, it definitely creates something I've never heard before. It's definitely worth the $5, I think, to check it out and see, and just to see what we've done and what we've created.
Well, I can't say enough about it. I've heard it myself. And it really is phenomenal. You know, if you guys out there listening want to check that out, that is TaterVisions.com. You can get on there, buy that EP, you know, show Jaybird some love as they're trying to get going and with their careers and this project, and just show some love to them if you could.
Yeah, every EP that we've sold, it's money that gets put back into the project, so that we can make it bigger and bigger and take over the state, take over the nation, and then the world. So
absolutely,
rock on, absolutely.
And the
big
people
dreams,
that are
man.
Here now, they get the opportunity to literally be there from the beginning. Like I said, we've released our first EP called High Road. And there's really exciting things getting ready to happen. So if you haven't went to the Facebook page at Jaybird's Music, then you should. It's not too late to go and get on and watch, see how far we can take it. Because we're all in this together. So we're trying to speak what everybody wants to say, I think. And just trying to help one listener at a time until everybody gets the ultimate chance to hear.
And I think that is the, you know, correct and passionate attitude needed to have something like that grow and prosper and to be an inspiration to people. And I really do think that you guys are on the right track with what you guys are doing and what you're putting out there for the world to hear. It truly is wonderful.
I do too, because the EP High Road has already been the most successful release of Tater Visions Productions, and it's done very well already. It still continues to, like, people are still, we still have several sales happening, and we anticipate to have sales going on that EP as long as we can.
Awesome, absolutely. You guys got, you know, you've started on your next one. I'm imagining, right?
Yep, yeah. We have okay. been working hard at it, recording the next EP.
Awesome. Well, Steve, if you can, I'd love for you to stay in the line and keep chatting with us for the last half of the show here. We're going to take us a break, and I do have to announce to everybody that having studio issues between my flash drive and the computer that we use, and I'm not able to load any of the Jaybird's music that that we have.
Unfortunately,
but it will be to come. As long as I continue to have the okay from Steve and the Jaybirds, we will get that sorted out, and we will get that music to you. Maybe hopefully by Sunday's show.
Hopefully, we'll see.
We can get on there. Maybe on one of the commercial breaks there, we can play that and stuff like that. If not, you know, we'll get it in just as soon as possible. And you know, we'll I'd say latest by next week on the Note by Note show, we can have that out to you. So for right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
In the meantime, speaking of High Road, you can, like Steve said, you can go to tatervisions.com, or you can go to the Note by Note Facebook page, and the link is actually posted on the Facebook page.
Oh, did you do that for me?
I did.
You are so sweet. What a sweetheart.
So the link to the album is on the Note by Note Facebook page. So you can go there, hit the link, go straight to the website and purchase the album.
Awesome. Awesome. I hope everybody heard that. Yeah, get on there and you know, buy that up. You know, show them support and love. Share it with your friends. Get them to buy it. It's $5. Come on, everybody. It's $5. It's your Starbucks cup of coffee in the morning, Knoxville. Okay? So,
in the meantime, we do have to go to a break. We are going to hear a song by one of our other sponsors, and we hope you like it. We'll be right back.
Beep. Drifted down, it's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. Not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave. These will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost. And I ain't too proud. If you loved me, you would hold me and never let me go. If you loved me, you would tell me you never want me to be alone. If you cared at all, you would stop and never go. But you just turn your back to me and say, I guess I'd
radio show. With us on the air is Steve Young, and we've been talking to him for about half an hour now. He's given us a little bit of background, told us about the project he's working with right now called Jaybirds. And if you haven't heard of them, you haven't heard any of their music, please, please go check it out. Their EP is on sale right now. You can go to TaterVisions.com. And you can pick that up. Or, as Dan said right before the break, he so sweetly put that on the Note by Note page. And you can go there and find that link in our posts. And you can, the Note by Note page can take you directly to that link. And you can pick that up and show them some love. Steve?
Yes.
So, how did you come across Taters, and how did this start, if you don't mind me asking? Because I haven't heard that part of the storyline yet, and I'm just interested to know how you came about, and then how you added Cody in, and what took place for those for this to happen for you guys.
Well, it's kind of it's really just kind of all fell into place, strangely. I was like in a position, really kind of struggling with where, you know, what direction I wanted to go with writing and music and everything. And I was actually doing some work at a studio in town in exchange for studio time just to record my own music. And Tater had actually gotten a desk from there and needed help moving it, and he just happened to come pick it up the day that I was there doing work. So he asked if I'd help him move his desk, and I said yeah. And so whenever we were in the truck, he told me he was Tater Johnson from 10 years, and I was just like, you know, I really didn't. I was like, I don't know, man. Like what? You know, because I know 10 years, they were a huge band, you know, and so I asked him immediately, what are you doing in Jellico?
Right. No, he seriously, like.
No, and it, you know, he just, the way he's here is about as strange as the way we met, you know, and so he said, come jam sometime, and I said, no doubt, and I showed up the next day with some of my music that I've written, and we took one of the songs called Dance With Me that I brought in. It was the first one. And I recorded a little bit of it and left it with him. And what he did with it while I was gone was just that he blew me away. Like his production skills, his guitar skills, his all-around, you know, musical abilities is just amazing. And he's an incredible musician and an incredible producer, too. And so from there, we really just started growing it, and as we went across Facebook with sharing it and everything, Cody had come across it, reached out, and we decided that, you know, the timing of that was just perfect, you know, and that there wouldn't be a better fit for the spot. And when we brought him in the first night, we realized real quick that we were right, because we had, you know, he's an amazing piano player, incredible songwriter. So to add him to the mix, it just really took it to another level.
Awesome. It's weird how things just happen like that, you know, and you,
it is.
You know, didn't realize who you were helping out by moving a desk one day, and
right.
Turns out it's,
yeah,
Drew Johnson from a huge band, and
right,
that you know this band, and you're like, what the fuck?
Oh, I had the CD, you know, their CD that they had released, the first one, because I lived in Illinois at the time when I heard them on the radio and said, oh, this is a great song, you know, and so it's very, you know, feel very honored, you know, to be able to be in a project with somebody who, you know, was able to write such a good song, you know, that I had found, you know, so many years ago. And really have been enjoying ever since then.
Right, and then now you guys are making music together, and what,
right,
what does that do to you as not only, not just a musician to musician thing, but as a fan of his work, and then being able to work with him, what has that felt like? What, you know, what kind of emotions has that brought for you?
It's been incredible. That's, you know, that's for sure. You know, it's it just goes to show you really don't know, you know, what the future holds, and you don't know, you know, who you're going to come across or what opportunities are going to be, you know, laid in front of you. And you know, so you really do ever know, because I wouldn't have guessed, you know, that ever. So, you know,
no,
and, again,
no,
you know,
I
would have expected what we did to be good, but I as I've said, I could not have expected the level of just greatness, really, that we've created with the High Road EP, and that we can continue to with the one that we've been working on. I mean, we blow me away all the time, like what we're able to do together. I'm blown away each time with each song we write, and each step we go further, I'm constantly just blown away.
Well, I am too. I mean, there's songs that, you know, I won't really discuss about, but I think you know which one I'm talking about, that I play constantly because I have it on my flash drive, and it's absolutely incredible, and it's insane because I've heard stuff from you, and what you do by yourself acoustically, and with just you and your words, and how moving that can be, and when you've added Tater into the mix, and you've added Cody into the mix, and stuff like that, and the sound that comes out is a blessing to the ears. You know what I'm saying? It's like an eargasm. You know, yeah. it's awesome stuff. I'm really excited, and I'm hoping and wishing for big things for you guys, and and hope that we you don't forget the little people when you become big and famous and everything like that.
Oh, you know it, man. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all of that. We appreciate everybody. We really do. We appreciate every purchase. We've appreciated even down to every thumbs up on Facebook, every comment, every kind word that's been given. We deeply appreciate every bit of it, all the support, all around.
And the fans
that we've created to this point, you know, we really couldn't ask for a better group of people.
I was just going to touch on that. Like, I mean, you guys got a pretty good sound following. Now, don't you?
We do. We are. We're growing every day.
So. I mean, I'm seeing it all the time. I mean, and you guys thanking the people on your posts and stuff like that of everything.
Always.
It's just, you know, yeah. I mean, it's getting bigger and bigger. And like I said, I'm really hoping and praying and wishing for big things for you guys. It's really awesome.
Yeah, like I said, you never know what's around the bend, but I think it's going to be there's great things, I think, is what's around. So
awesome. If we can real fast, Dan, we got about 13 minutes left or so, something like that. Can we put one of those?
I was actually just going to suggest that. While we were on break, Steve did email me a couple of songs, and they were able to be downloaded. So
awesome.
I do have them.
So we got them now.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes. What I was hoping for, if Steve's okay with it, is I was going to play one of them in the background and just have him kind of talk about the song, how it came to be, what it means, and how they recorded it.
You know, we haven't done that yet. That'd be really cool.
We have not.
Yeah.
So.
And then we'll do the other one on another little break or whatever right before we get off air.
That's right.
Okay. Cool.
Works
awesome.
For me. So I have both of the songs that you sent me, Steve. And which one would you like to have me play?
Which one do you want to explain, basically?
The Hero Never Dies, I think, would be a good one to
okay.
do that with.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. So just bear with me while I adjust the volume a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Hero Never Dies by Jaybirds.
The idea of this song was ultimately an all-around that anybody could be a hero.
You want to try to elaborate on that a little bit more? You care to elaborate on that a little bit more for us, Steve?
Well, you know, like I said, literally anybody can be a hero. It can be whether you've been in the military, whether you're in law enforcement, whether you're a mother, a father, brother, sister, friend, stranger. Anybody can be a hero.
So where did the the inspiration for the thought behind the song and the lyrics, where did the inspiration come from? What made you guys write this particular song?
You know, we really get our inspiration from a lot of different places, and one of the favorite places we have is each other. So this one particular, we went out. I had written a little bit of poetry, which ended up becoming the first verse of this song. And he had an acoustic guitar, and he just started making up a guitar riff. And while he was playing it, I started reading the poetry I'd written over top of it. And we kind of knew in that moment that this song was going to be something. You know, so we moved it into the studio and laid down the tracks, and we ended up with The Hero Never Dies, which is a clash of different genres and a very interesting song to hear.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
We hear Taylor. That's Taylor.
Yeah,
singing right there.
Yeah, he's a great singer.
Well, it's incredible stuff. I mean, it just really is.
You can hear, and I always fall back on this, but you can hear a bunch of like different band influences in there. I mean, there's a touch of, for me personally, there's a little touch of like 80s hair band, almost hard rock, like Metallica.
That's bread and butter.
Right. But then you kind of move into the 90s, like Rage, a little bit of Rage Against the Machine,
right.
Some Soundgarden, and I mean it's just an eclectic mix of basically every genre that I grew up listening to. You know what I mean?
All your loves and
ones. Yeah, kind of like
and
my
it
life.
Creates something that you've never really heard before, even though you can hear the pieces that where some inspiration comes from. You can really, you know, the entire complete song, you can, it's really something totally different.
It's this and that and mixed together,
every,
it creates something
every,
new.
You know, everything that you named off, you know, saying that you heard in it, you know, those were all great bands, you know, those were great, you know. So, I mean, that, you know, to have that, you know, is kind of what, you know, what we shoot for, because we come from different music backgrounds, but everything we listen to, they were great bands.
Oh yeah, I mean, and because this is the second song that I've heard from you guys, and they have the same Jaybirds feel to them. That makes any sense?
Oh yeah.
But they're different. Of course, I mean that.
Oh yeah.
And it's honestly, to me, it's like 80s rock, 90s alternative slash pop, not pop, but the pop rock and the
alternative rock, right?
Yeah, the alternative rock with a little bit of the rap rock mixed in. It's like if they all came together and, you know, one big mashup and had a love child. and that's
they,
what this is.
Yeah, they would have created Jaybirds.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You're the spawn of awesomeness.
That's pretty much it.
So, we do have a little bit more time if you want to talk about the other song. You want to talk about Dance With Me.
Yeah, Dance With Me was a song that I actually wrote years ago. The inspiration for that one was my inspiration for a lot for me. It's from my wife, you know, my muse, and just, you know, taking on a challenge in writing, really. So using how I feel about her, you know, I developed a storyline for a song and then sat down and began the poetry writing of it. Once I had that completed, I wrote the reggae guitar riff that goes with it, and gave it the name Dance With Me. And that was the first song I brought into Tater when I walked into Tater Visions Studios that day. And what it sounds like now is nothing like what me and my acoustic guitar were doing. I mean, he's you know, we've done wonders with it. And he's done an amazing job making the song as well as singing the chorus in it. And as you said before, Jay Bird's, you know, it's a unique style. And even though the songs are different, you still, I've noticed that, you know, you hear a Jay Bird song, even if you've never heard it, you know it's a Jay Bird song if you've heard one before.
Right.
It's very distinct sound.
With you singing, yes. You know.
Oh, his too. Like I can, you know, his singing is very very unique, and he's got a very unique style, which I just love. I love the way he, you know, the way that he is able to do the hooks and the different harmonies that he can create, and it's very impressive.
So, I know we're getting close to time, but we're gonna let this just roll into the second hour if we have to, and use up some of that time. But I just wanted to give you, Dan, just a personal background of history between me and Steve. So, years ago,
many, many years ago,
me and Steve used to get together late at night, and we used to hang out and drink and bullshit.
This sounds like a Hold My Beer story.
And we did some music together. We did some songs.
Were these the songs that you have played for me off the air?
Yes. That was and this is the man that I did it with.
Okay, we won't be playing those on
we can't play those on the air.
On any WCERN.
No. Any radios that you can ever play.
I don't think they could, no.
Like,
no, I think those were songs that were meant for no one to ever hear. They were...
No.
And I've heard them all.
But they are sick and twisted and demented and...
Funny at the same time.
Dark humor. Like, and when I say dark humor, like, it's bad, but it's so funny. Like, just that anybody would create music like that.
Oh, that kind of depends on who you ask. Not everybody thought it was funny.
Okay.
Well, those people have no sense of humor.
Exactly, and those people are douchebags.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear this music, I'm terribly sorry it's not going to be played.
Well, if you want to hear that music,
you'll have to hunt down Jeremy and hope that he still has copies of it.
Send me a PM I can shoot you some of that over.
I wouldn't do that. I would just be like, hey, meet me at this gas station at this time. I will play it for you there. And that's it. Because we don't ever need that getting out.
No. No, we don't.
Don't be knocking my music. Okay?
I'm not knocking your music.
Don't
I like
knocking
it.
My music.
I like it.
Because I'm going to be debuting some music of mine.
No.
Yes, I am.
No.
I already got permission. I'm doing it. This is my show. I'm doing it. I'm right here.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm right here.
I already talked to the owner.
No. I already got permission from the owner.
No.
I got direct messages from the station owner.
I will cut you off.
That says, I don't care.
She didn't know what you were talking about.
She does, too.
No.
I don't want to hear it. Whatever.
Anyway, this is about Steve, not you.
Well, when Steve is off the air,
then we'll end the show.
And then, I'm going to do my HBK disc.
So, Steve, we're going to get back to you because this is all about you. So you mentioned throughout the show that you play the guitar. We know that you do vocals.
Yep.
Is there any other instrument that you play either within the band or on your own or that, you know, that you've just messed around with?
Oh, yeah. Early on, the first instrument I ever picked up actually was the saxophone in junior.
Really?
Yeah, it was the first one.
That's really interesting. I never knew that.
That led me into the bass guitar, which I've technically played longer than guitar. I played bass for 2 years before I picked up the guitar. And I also played, I had a drum set for several years and got fairly good on the drums too, and took some time to teach myself a little bit of piano, and Taylor's story kind of similar as well, and also Cody's, you know, too. They've all of us we all play we can play a little bit of several different instruments. Cody's a great trumpet player and a horn, a trombone, and he's just a really good musician. Tater, me and him on different tracks depending on, you know, what it is. It could be me playing guitar on the track. Could be him playing bass. Could be playing bass. Could be him playing guitar. We just kind of take turns going back and forth. We both able to do drums and things as well. So we're kind of when it comes to music and instruments, we don't have too much trouble. He has a banjo in his studio. He picked it up one day, and I'd never heard him play it. And he's actually surprisingly good at the banjo as well.
I would love to go to a show and see you two like after a song switch.
Yeah.
One takes the bass,
right.
One takes the guitar.
Right.
Oh,
that would blow the minds of everybody.
Oh yeah, everybody. Oh yeah. You guys just trade off instruments and then start another song.
Or like right in the middle of the drum solo, just hit each other. Your instrument just start picking up where you guys left off.
Right. Oh my gosh.
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome. Actually, really, I don't think I've ever seen or heard of that ever. So.
No, in a show? No.
That would be. You know,
that's would be
something
amazing
for you to think about, Steve. When you guys go to a gig.
It's already been discussed.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, when you guys do a show, you know, close to here, Knoxville, you'll have to let us know because I'm going to be there.
Well, we appreciate it. You definitely should be there. It's going to be a great show.
So if you see the two bald guys jumping up and down like little fangirls, you know that's us.
Right. Well, he's gonna know, you know, we're there because he's gonna have to hook us up with, you know, some like VIP passes or something. You know, we could.
Well, he's gonna know you. He knows you. He doesn't know me. But if you see the ugly bald guy jumping up and down next to Jeremy, like a little fangirl, that's me.
Should be able to pick you guys out.
Right. Should be too hard.
Yeah. We talked to him. We know him.
Yeah, right.
He was on our radio show.
We're his number one fan.
He's famous. We're not, but that's okay.
Right.
We know him.
Yeah, right. But we know him.
Steve's just out there playing. It's like, I don't know those guys.
Right. Security. Gotta get these fucking hoodlums out of here.
Why are they throwing note by note stuff at me? I don't know what this is. What's a gig?
Right, we're just like some rubber, you know, note by note bands or something, and just slinging them up there at the back. Get these assholes out of here.
What's a guy in glasses?
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
one thing I will throw out there that we don't really talk about a whole lot as a group is like publicly really. But there's a lot of thought, you know, that goes into everything. Like I said, one of the things is it's a problem I've had because I've got young kids, and I listen to a lot of different music, you know, and I listen to good music. But some of the good music, you know, it's got a language in it that schools and stuff like. So we actually work very hard as writers and musicians to try to work around that to where we don't have that problem in our music. So if you are a family person, you know, that enjoys our music, it's something you can, you know, feel okay with, you know, playing around your children. I will say Dance With Me is probably that we're getting ready to play is probably like maybe, you know, maybe not that one, but like any of the other ones, you know, that's the Dance With Me is about as bad as it gets, but we still do it without any language at all. It just gets insinuative, but it was all written metaphorically, but ultimately I give all my writings out as interpretation. So ultimately I want everything that I write to be able to be interpreted to mean what you want it to mean. So if you want to take the words literal, then it can be a kind of risky. But
okay.
That's up to the list or so.
Well, okay. My kids grew up listening to Eminem, so
yeah. I don't filter out a whole lot, but it just makes it easier on other parents, you know, if they're really wanting to and needing to hear a song, you know, when you get in that mood and you're like, man, I just need to hear this song right now. But if your kid's running around with songs, you know, an Eminem song full of cuss words or whatever, some parents are, you know, they don't want to do that. But with Jay Bird,
right.
It's not, you don't have that issue. You know, if you want to hear our song Mama, which is a very, very good song, a very uplifting song. You know, if you want to hear that at any time, you can. You know, and your kids can sing along with it. You don't ever have to worry about them saying, you know, anything. They can go sing that song at school, and it'll be okay. You know.
Right. It gives you a broader audience when you do that, because
we want
people like me
to be able to be enjoyed by everyone.
Exactly, and I think that's perfect, because, I mean, your music can, because, you know, for people like me, I don't mind cuss words in my music.
Right, right.
But if it doesn't need it, then so be it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't have to listen to, you know, Eminem where, you know, he's saying the F word and all that.
Right.
To be able
yeah.
to enjoy music. You know, I can listen to Jaybirds, and if it has cuss words in it, great. If not, it's still awesome music.
Right. And a lot of my writings, you know, in the years past, you know, like I said, I was in a metal band, you know, so you can imagine, you know, some of the language that was in those lyrics. You know, so it's not something that I particularly, you know, have a problem with, but whenever it was presented to me by Tater, I almost accepted it as a writing challenge. You know, because that's the way I looked at it, was, you know, to be able to say what you need to say, even in moments of anger, without using angry words, that's a challenge. And it's one I took and I ran with, and I feel like I've done well at doing that.
And I think that's one thing that not only the music industry, but society as a whole needs. I mean, it is easy to look at somebody and say, you know, fuck you. It's easy
right.
to say that.
Oh, yeah.
But to look at somebody and say, I am upset with you because of this, 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 and this, is hard nowadays. It's
right.
harder for people to express how they feel without resorting to
it's very hard. It's very hard for people to look at a stranger and say, you know, how can I help you feel better? You know, how can I help you through what you're going through? You know, because
right.
you know, everybody's got different things that we go through. We all travel the same path, but our roads get cluttered with different obstacles. But we all have obstacles, and we all have trials, and we all have problems. And you never know what someone else is going through. So
exactly.
But too many people have the time to ask. Do you need
right.
help? Do you need someone to talk to? You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, just,
how many? It's kind of, you know, scary to think of how many suicides could have been prevented if someone would have been there to say, you know, do you need someone to talk to? You know, how can I help?
Or literally just smiled at the person.
Yeah.
Right.
Just walk yeah. by the street and just smile at them.
Yeah, just smile at
them. Because you know how important those kind words are, you know.
Right.
No matter what the situation. So, like you said, it's easy to say F you. You're right in someone's face, you know. But to return, you know, the anger that they put toward you with kindness, you know, it really leaves them to think about their own reactions. And I think it's the little things like that, you know, that actually could change the world, you know, one person at a time.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree.
Answering anger with anger is just going to make the angry person think that they did, that what they were doing was right. If you answer their anger with kindness, then when they feel wrong after you leave, they may finally start to see that they're wrong. You know, they shouldn't have done that.
Right.
I completely agree.
And you bring that subject up, and it's such a hot topic right now, just because with bullies and stuff, kids in
yeah.
school and everything, and you know, suicides and everything, and even more recently in the music industry, you know, Chester from Linkin Park,
yes,
you know, taking yeah. his life. You don't know what anybody is going through at any given time, and you know, just show people kindness and love, and stop with all the hatred. You know, why add to the hatred? You know, and I think if everybody can kind of get along with a positive attitude, you know, things can be a lot better worldwide.
If you just treat everyone that you meet with kindness and love, you don't know how many lives you might actually save. And even
right.
if you save just one, is it not worth it, you know, for the effortless kindness? You know, it doesn't cost anything to be nice.
Right, and it brings up a good point in my head. You know, we have the statistics. I mean, I don't have them personally in front of me or anything, but as a whole, you know, the people, the populace of America, we have the statistics of suicide and, you know, and everything like that. But how many people didn't go that route because maybe at that right time, at that right moment, somebody said hello to them, somebody held the door open for them, somebody gave them a compliment, somebody smiled at them on the street, you know, walking by, and just acknowledged them and their presence. And how many people haven't gone down that road, haven't done that dark path, you know, to end things, you know, because of what, you know, just some little gesture, you know, to me, it's got to be an ungodly amount of people, you know, who haven't done that, you know, just because of a simple kindness and love.
Yeah.
So it's great to hear people and hear bands and stuff like that who really try to put that positive, you know, vibe out there.
Most definitely. Call music with a purpose, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad to know you personally and to know what kind of, you know, love you're trying to put out to the world and what kind of message you guys are kind of trying to put out there. It's a positive thing and it's really amazing. It's really awesome. I hope you guys continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. We always will. For as long as we can, you know, every purchase helps, every share on Facebook, every invite when people go and invite their friends to come see our, you know, see what we're doing, because that's all it is to get people to hear it. Once they hear it, they say, "Oh, that's really really good," you know, and then they're there, you know, to watch how far it will go. And as long as we keep growing, we'll always keep going. So.
All right, Steve. We are coming down to the last couple minutes of the show. I do want to personally thank you for coming on. I know Jeremy's going to want to here in a minute. But I wanted to give you a little bit of time to plug Jaybirds, plug your album, plug your Facebook page. You know, floor is yours.
Okay, our Facebook page is facebook.com/jbirdsmusic, and the website for the production studio is tatervisions.com, tatervisions.com, and that's where you can go to buy the EP High Road for just $5, and there's also, we have other things for sale. There's different albums of different projects and things going on there, but you can get the Jaybirds album there as well. Other than that, I just like our Facebook page and share it, invite your friends to like it. If you buy the EP, let someone hear it. Let everybody hear it. Just help us grow this as fast as we can, because we're already growing very rapidly. So. And any help is always appreciated, because we have deep love for all of our supporters.
Well, you mentioned the your EP High Road. I wanted to say again that the link for that is posted on the Note by Note Radio Show Facebook page, so you can go to the Facebook page. Go up into your search bar, hit Note by Note, type in Note by Note, hit the button. Of course, hit the like button, share button, all that good stuff. Scroll down a little bit, and you will see the link where you can go ahead and go to their page and purchase the EP.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you know, it's like I said, everybody, you know, it's your Starbucks cup of coffee in the morning. It's $5. You know, $5 for what these guys are trying to do, the music that they're trying to bring to the world. just go show them some love and support. Go to their page. Go to Jaybirds. Find them on Facebook. Give them a like. Give them a share. Let people know what they're trying to do. In the positive message that they're trying to bring to the world. So, I mean, that's the type of people that need to be heard.
Absolutely.
Really, in this world full of hatred, when you have people that are trying to put a positive message into somebody's ears, you know, that's amazing and beautiful in my eyes, you know, and worth the $5, definitely.
Absolutely.
So, Steve, I personally do want to say thank you. I appreciate you coming on. I know it was short notice and stuff, and I really do appreciate you taking the time out, and we've held you up here for, you know, a good hour and 15 minutes now, and, you know, I thank you. I know musicians' time is very valuable. Being around musicians for the last few months, you know, pretty intricately and closely, I know your time is valuable, so I do really appreciate the time that you spent talking on here, and I do hope really soon that we can get all you guys on here, Jaybirds as a whole, and talk with everyone and do, you know, some more promotion for you guys and everything, and hear more of what Jaybirds has to offer.
Thanks, man. We hopefully schedules will allow, and never know. So
awesome. Well, let's try to.
Appreciate you having me.
No, thank you. It's you, man. It's not us. It's you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for coming on here and just letting everybody have a little bit of background into you and who Steve is and, you know, what Jaybirds is doing. It's awesome. It's a blessing to us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, then you're well.
So, are we gonna play his song and then come back, or kind of?
No, we're gonna play it going out.
Just play it going out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, Sunday night, Behind the Screen Radio Show Movie of the Week. We are doing the movie Solo, Star Wars Story. So go and check that out. BlogTalkRadio.com/WickedCuriosity. Go check that out. As always, remember, stay safe, stay smart. We want you back here each and every week with us, every Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday nights, right here on BlogTalkRadio.com/WickedCuriosity, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, for all three nights for Behind the Screen Radio Show, and this one, Note by Note, with the guy in glasses.
That's right.
I just want to say we love and appreciate every single one of you. Appreciate the support. We love you guys.
Well, we're not just rolling out real fast. Okay.
No, we're rolling out.
You're trying to sidestep what I wanted to do tonight.
No,
I'm not going to allow you.
It's not happening.
You're not going to let me?
No. Coming from the manager. No.
Shame on you.
Anyway.
Shame on you trying to shut me up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
in my voice,
support your veterans, police, fire, EMS. You know, tell them thank you when you see them in the streets. They appreciate it. And we'll see you next week here on Note by Note.
Absolutely. Everybody, I want to thank Steve again for coming on with us. Again, check out his page, Jaybirds. On Facebook, give them a like, give them a share. Check out Tater Visions. Buy the EP. You can find the link also on Note by Note. You can find Note by Note also on Instagram and Snapchat. Go ahead and give all those pages, you know, and start following everything and keep updated on everything that's going on with the show and the life of the guy in glasses. And everybody, just want to tell you that I love you and thank you. Steve, again, thank you. And I just want to tell everybody to keep their hearts open and their radios up. Good night, everybody.
This is Dance With Me by the Jaybirds.
In between.
WCRN, changing the world you listen to.